Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and most often we have an Ask the Mayor program in at this time. And this week, we're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going to ask the superintendent. We have the Mason City School Superintendent, Pat Hamilton, with us. Pat, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. Yeah, we haven't had a chance to visit in a while, and so good to see you. We've kind of turned the corner with most of winter behind us and everything.
Let's hope so.
you no doubt are ready for spring, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Well, how's this year gone for you after stepping in and putting the pedal to the metal?
I think it's gone well. You know, it's always that transition of taking on a new job and learning, you know, how the system runs and those things and where you want to make your changes and things of that nature. So yeah, I think it's gone pretty well so far. I mean, I think we have a supportive community and a supportive school board and a lot of great people in our system.
You know, and you've got what people don't often realize too is that you've got the different buildings that have to be managed and all come into one and all come into play. And there've been a few people that have been moved from one building to the next in leadership positions for you.
Yeah, man, we've had, you know, there's always going to be that turnover and that change anytime in public education and education in general. And, we've got new people, you know, at Lincoln Intermediate. Dan Hargis moved over to Lincoln, and Dante Todd, his associate superintendent, have done a great job over there with Lincoln and transforming that school and making it a great place for students.
And then you've got some movement coming to John Adams then, too.
Yes, Dante Todd, who is currently associate principal at Lincoln Intermediate, will be moving over to be the new principal at John Adams Middle School starting next year.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah.
It keeps you going, though, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Keeping everything filled.
And it's probably exciting, too, I think, for staff and for the students as well and so forth.
Yeah, I think people are excited.
Well, speaking of excited, I think, from a building and grounds standpoint, everybody drives by the new athletic facilities at Mason City High School, and everybody's wondering, when will they open the doors? When will we get a chance to see everything inside?
Well, it is behind schedule. We're getting close to the pool being completed, missing the mechanicals for the boilers and those different kinds of things. But the actual, physically, the pool is pretty much completed now. The field house, they're putting in the Benyon floor right now. It's going in the field house, and that's the track, and then the sports courts and all that. A company comes in and puts those all. They're working on that. Most of the atrium is finished up. They're doing some tiling work in there. I hope that everything is completed here in the next month or so. And then we will have an open house as soon as everything gets completed so that the community can come in and see the facility. So
I know I've had a couple of sneak peeks over broadcasting ball games and that kind of thing. And when people see it, they will be in awe of what's inside. It's really something special.
Yeah, it's going to be the premier facility maybe in the state of Iowa. I know pool wise, I've talked to a lot of people that have been, had students have swam all over the country and everywhere, and they say that other than the University of Iowa pool, this will be by far the premier pool in the state of Iowa. The indoor field house, the flooring that's going in is called a Benyon floor, and every current world championship world record in indoor track has been run on a Benyon floor. So it's going to be pretty fast. The guy installing it said, you might have colleges want to come down and run this. He goes, so it is going to be, a premier facility in the state of Iowa. So
Well, yeah, and then to have two wooden floor basketball courts. Well, actually, it's four courts.
Yep.
But they could go. They can go full courts too, which is a real neat add in that that facility.
Yeah, it makes it. It'll be nice too, and we, you know, just hosting our own events. You know, we don't have to be all over town at different gyms for JV freshmen and all the different things. We'll be able to host everything under one roof, which will be nice.
Oh, and just from a staffing standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, because you've got open doors here and open doors there. You got to clean this. You got to do that. It's more than just welcoming people to come on and watch a ball game. And this will make it a lot easier.
Yeah, it definitely staffing wise, and even just your ADs or your activity directors can be in one place instead of multiple places trying to get things going. So I know they're excited about that part of it.
Oh, they would have to be, for sure. How are you going to manage a place like that? I mean, there'll be a lot of weekend tournaments, I would guess, those kinds of things that want to get in there, swimming, basketball, track, all those things.
Yeah, those are things that we're looking into now. You know, we look at this facility as not only a Mason City Schools facility, but a facility that could be great for the community as well. You know, if some of these tournament groups that sponsor tournaments all over the country, you know, they bring in 80 teams. Those are 2 and 3 day tournaments. That'd be great for the community. People stay in hotels, eat at restaurants, you know, spend food, and, you know, spend money in your community. So we're hoping that, you know, after we get this up and going, that it can be something that not only benefits our school system, but benefits the community.
Oh, neat. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, I think like you said, I think people, when they the tours that we've given people, they've walked out going, wow. I mean, it's going to be a very, very nice facility when it's all done.
Yeah, we talk a lot about those kinds of facilities, but the other things that go with it, the space that's the new concession stand and a new weight room and new locker rooms and some of the meeting rooms and exercise rooms and that people don't see necessarily.
Yeah.
That part of it to me is really incredible too. What a great add.
Well, and you know, the weight room has been open now, so that's one of the few parts of it that have been turned over to us. And now we're offering a strength training during the school day, so students take it, you know, during their physical education classes. And are now, Josh Ryder has the different levels of strength training he has going on in there, so kids will be able to get it during the school day and stuff. More than doubled the size of the current weight room that was there. Nice, very nice facility.
Wow, and speaking of weight rooms and football, you got a new football coach is in line now.
Yeah, we just hired Josh just yesterday or the day before, I believe, he was given the position.
So to have somebody come from the staff, have an understanding of the kids, and that seems like a kind of an easy switch, doesn't it?
Well, I think, you know, now, I don't know Josh particularly well. I've just gotten here. So, but it seems to be somebody that relates well to students and highly respected in the community and in with the fellow coaches as well. So we're hoping that, you know, he can take the football program and build our numbers up and continue to build on what's there.
Yeah, and my understanding, John Lee plans to stay with the program and continue to coach as an assistant kind of thing.
Yeah, I've heard that, but yeah.
Yeah, see if that falls into place.
Yeah.
Good for everybody in the football side of things now.
Yeah.
How about numbers? You know, I really didn't get a chance to look in advance of you coming here. School-wise, number-wise, for students this year and looking into the future.
Our official count is on October 15th always, or October 1 is the official count, and we ended up stable. We were up 0.74. So 3/4 of a student. Doesn't sound like much, but that's a huge, you know, some of the projections that I got when I took the job is we were going to be down 100 students this year and some of those different things didn't happen, which was great. We do our own count in February to kind of see where we're at, and we're up slightly from there. So we're up about 10 or 12 students from the count day to February. So that's good news. We're hoping that stays, you know, consistent. You know, our goal is to obviously have stable enrollment. And, you know, one of our other goals is our, you know, stop students from open enrolling out of the district. And I'd say since they opened it up this fall to you can open enroll out at any time to any district, we haven't seen you know, big changes in our numbers that way. I'd say it's probably been about a wash for us. The number of kids we've had come in to the number that have gone out is about the same during the school year. So we feel pretty good right now and are happy that kind of where our numbers are sitting right this time.
Well, this being a public school week in the Mason City school system, you're kind of saluting things. I've heard and I've had a couple of the students and teachers and so forth, they even play their audio on KGLO. I've been able to do that. That's kind of a neat way to salute some of the things you've got going on.
Yeah, I think it's public education in general, we're not very good salesmen a lot of times with the great product that we have out there. I think a lot of people don't know, you know, the great things that happen in our school systems day to day. And this is just a way to kind of get out the information. We've really tried to work hard this year. Amy Graven, who's our who's kind of in charge of all of our public relations type stuff, has done a really good job this year with, you know, she sends out a newsletter every 2 weeks, MC Proud and those things, and social media and that kind of stuff to, you know, to show the things that are going on in our district. And that's what Public Schools Week is about, you know, showing the great things that are happening and the students that we have in our district and how they're performing. And you know, a lot of our kids love our schools, so.
What are some of the things that that stand out that impress you? We talk about the kids love the schools. What are some of those things? What do they love most about the Mason City Community Schools?
I think, you know, when you think about, you know, a school, people, you know, just schools do so much more than just reading and math and those different things. I think, you know, we have a very supportive staff who care about students and go the extra mile for students to, you know, if somebody needs something, you know, our staff find a way to get students what they need. I think our students, you know, feel like they're in a caring environment, that their teachers and their administrators care about them as people as well as students. I think that's important. And, you know, just getting our students involved in a lot of different things, I think, is important. We've really tried to push this year student involvement and getting them connected to their school. And I think that's something that we have to continue to work on and build on to continue to do great things in Mason City.
Well, that's something that you were always involved in a lot of things. I mean, I just know in talking to you earlier, as an athlete and doing things when you were younger and your days growing up through high school and college and so forth. It is important to see how athletics and music and drama, and there are so many different choices for kids out there, but to be able to grab some of those things at the high school level, I and even younger, helps you, I would think, going through school.
Well, I think the key is it gets you connected to your school. You know, and when students are connected and they're part of something, they find that community. And, you know, community is so important for people to be successful at anything. You know, you have to find your community. And, you know, whether it's, like you said, any of the extracurriculars, any of the arts, any of those different types of things, anytime data's, you know, research will show that students that are connected in some way to their school, other than just coming to school that day, do far better. Attendance is better. Grades are better, graduation rates better, all those different things. So I think it's important for us to get students involved and connected to their school any way we can.
Yeah, that's terrific. I know there's a former Mason City High grad who's going into the Girls Basketball Hall of Fame this week, Jada Buckley, at the Girls State Tournament.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
Oh, yeah, you know, those kinds of things. You see kids come out of school and go on to other great things and become businessmen and women, yeah, and move forward.
But yeah, I think anytime, you know, and all those things help prepare, you know, we always talk about the whole student, preparing the whole student, and all those different kinds of things help prepare you for life beyond what school is. And that's really what our job is that when students leave our doors, that whether they go right to work, whether they go to college, whether they go to the military, whatever they go into, that we've done a good job preparing them for the next step in their life.
Do you see a lot of students coming through school now that are looking to find a trade, for example, at even the high school level, that kind of thing?
Well, we've talked a lot about that, of trying to work to try to expand some of the trades that we can offer for students. Right now, you know, there's such shortages in all the trades. It's an area that you can go out and make really good money with in a short amount of time. So we've looked at ways, you know, we can provide different kinds of opportunities for students in those areas to help prepare them for, like we said, life after high school.
I was just making a comment here recently. I was at a game broadcasting and came in the back way and so forth into the gym, and I made a comment to somebody. I didn't realize how big a shop area was at the school at Mason City. And I don't know how many kids are involved in that, but man, from a building and trades area, you've got a beautiful facility there right next to the weight room area down there. That's pretty sharp.
Yeah. It's something that we have to continue to grow and expand on. I mean, those areas are areas that, you know, there's huge shortages in, and there's a lot of opportunities for students. And so we have to continue to look at it. What are ways that we can expand our program to meet the needs of our students and meet the needs of our community? I mean, there's shortages around Mason City and all the different areas and the trades and such. And it's our, you know, responsibility to look at, are there ways that we can expand what we do to help prepare students for those possible opportunities right here in Mason City.
So as you look ahead a year, 5 years, 10 years, I assume you're a goal-oriented guy. Do you have things in mind for a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, things that you'd like to see get done within the school system?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of our, you know, overarching goals is that, you know, we're on the negative side of open enrollment right now, and one of our, you know, our main goals is that students don't feel like they need to leave Mason City to get something, that we can offer whatever a student needs and they feel like this is the place to be. So one of my goals is that we get to the positive side of open enrollment. We're not on the negative end of that right now. And we're not looking to take kids from other districts. We're looking to keep our kids is the main goal there. So that, you know, that's one of our goals is to get that, right-sided. You know, one of our goals is, you know, that we can have stable enrollment, and that's part of having stable enrollment. You know, our goals are to expand opportunities for students in our system, look for, you know, try to be innovative in what we do and not be scared to take risk. I think, you know, some of those different types of things that we want to work on in Mason City Schools.
Fantastic. Anything else, Pat? And I know this, I'm happy you could come in at the last second and just jump on the radio and visit a little bit with me this morning. But anything else you want to tell us about the Mason City Schools, whether that's from the elementaries, middle, all the way to high school?
Well, I just like the public to know we have a lot of great individuals working in our school district. And, you know, we're at a time in education where I think we undervalue our teachers. People don't appreciate educators like they used to. And I guess if you see a teacher, thank a teacher. I mean, they put in a lot of hours, a lot of hard work. They deal with a lot of things that aren't reading, writing, and math during the day. And I think, you know, if I could ask the community of Mason City, it's just appreciate the great people that we have in our system that are tireless workers for our students.
Outstanding. Pat, great to have you with us today on KGLO. You're always welcome to stop on in and visit.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, Pat Hamilton with us, the superintendent of schools in Mason City on AM 1300 KGLO.